نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the qualities of, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where after discussing about the issue of the strategy that he had in mind for the society, for changing the Muslim Ummah, he talks about the reality of truth and falsehood. He talks about what is truth, what is falsehood, what are the criteria, how it is important for a person to be aware of the truth and of the falsehood, so that he can take the right things. This is a very important factor, and we say that for the right change to happen in a society, it's not just enough to feel difficulties and problems and the pressure and the constriction and the oppression. Feeling it is one thing, taking the right step after that is another thing. And even then, when you talk about feeling the problem, you need to feel the actual problem to realize what is the problem exactly, and then find a solution based on right and correct principles towards the right direction. And this is the thing that Imam Ali did. People faced the difficulties. Imam Ali alayhi salam reminded them of what that real difficulty is. Imam Ali alayhi salam reminded them of what that real difficulty is. And then after that, he gave them what is the right solution for that, the right direction to take after that.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the importance of recognizing the truth and the falsehood so that a person can take the right direction in their lives. And that is the role of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he showed the people the direction of truth. And he warned the people of the falsehood. When coming to a society, you know, in a society, there are many people with different potentials, different abilities, different strengths. There are people that have the power to think. There are people who have the power to analyze. There might be some scholars in that society and in that community that can guide and take that community in a certain direction. But many times this doesn't happen. Many times these potentials remain underground. These potentials are not allowed to flourish. And that is because there is no leadership ahead, no right form of leadership that can awaken these hidden potentials and use them in the right direction. To guide these, trapped energy that exists in that community and in this society. So when Imam Ali alayhi salam takes over the leadership, when the people recognize that, it is this particular man, Imam Ali alayhi salam, with that insight and depth that he has regarding people, regarding the truth, regarding what is false, who can really show us our direction in a way that those inner potentials can flourish, can come out and can materialize in this world and take us towards the direction of truth. And this presence of Imam Ali alayhi salam was very important, especially in the leadership position, because it is in that position that he can clearly guide, direct, command and kind of create that movement that is required for this change to happen, for these potentials to flourish, and for them to kind of get that direction and materialization. But if Imam Ali alayhi salam was not in that leadership position and he was just staying in the Muslim Ummah, sometimes he wouldn't get the opportunity to say all that is necessary for the community to be successful and to enter into the right direction.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Sometimes when you are present, welcome back dear listeners. We are discussing of the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam taking that leadership position now, had that opportunity to make the people recognize what is the truth and what is falsehood. Because the people already felt that difficulty, that problem, the wrongness that was happening in the previous, governments. And therefore, people were ready. But as I said previously, that just feeling the pain is not important. Feeling it in the correct way. Recognizing that problem is the actual thing. Recognizing that pain. And who will make you recognize that pain? The leader. The leader will show you that this is the actual pain that you have. And once he tells you that, that is not enough. The leader will also tell you what direction you need to take. What is that true path to traverse to be able to find the solution to that problem. And this is when Imam Ali alayhi salam takes over the leadership. And that is why that leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam was very, very important. Such that, people from various parts of the Muslim Ummah, especially those who had that pain, that difficulty, and they felt those problems. Now when they saw Imam Ali alayhi salam giving those guidelines, they were there to support him. They were there to give their lives for him. People like Malik Ashtar, people like the people that came from Egypt as a delegation who had these difficulties and problems, when they realized that Imam Ali alayhi salam is taking this path, they quickly followed the path, and they saw the blessings that came out of that and the growth and the progress that was achieved as a result of following the directions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So Imam Ali alayhi salam had a mammoth task to kind of recoil that wrong training that had happened in the previous governments. And this role was quite difficult. It meant that there was supposed to be a lot of efforts to be taken and many toes to be stepped on. And of course, a brave person like Imam Ali alayhi salam took this role, and he managed to handle it in the best way that a human being can possibly can. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه